This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier, or just happier. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about a realization that struck Elizabeth in the Los Angeles airport, and I will report on something interesting that I saw at the Met during my daily visits. Elizabeth, I wanted to point out that I'm wearing the happiness shirt that Mom gave me for Christmas.
Yes, I love that
I'll post a photo in the show notes for anybody who's not watching on YouTube. Elizabeth, what is something making you happier?
Okay, Gretch. Well, something making me happier is our new dining room. I guess you call it a sideboard. Mm. It's that big piece of furniture you put by the wall.
Yeah. I think that's the sideboard.
So we did have just a table there, which had obviously no storage under it, right, which I never thought twice about. But now we have something it's like 72 inches long and it has a whole bunch of shelves. Mm-hmm. So just having this like extra big piece of storage is kind of blowing my mind.
Well, also your dining room is like kind of in the center of your house, the way it's designed. So it's like a very desirable real estate, I would say, for storage.
Yes. So I'm like, I've put in like cloth napkins. I've mm-hmm. put in table runners. I'm like, okay, this is where I'll keep these certain kind of candles. It's like,
it's your tablescape central.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'm obsessed with tablescapes in theory anyway. And so, yes, that is Tablescape Central. Okay. I love that. That's what I'm going to start calling it, Tablescape Central. I sent you a picture of it.
I did. So I'll post it.
I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah. And I'll post that in the show notes as well. Because for people who can't visualize it, before you had kind of like a long, very thin, just a top where like you could post, right. I think you'd frame photographs on it or something. So it's sort of decorative.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's just a ledge, basically. A ledge on
not
legs.
Not practical.
It wasn't yes. that, yeah. It was pretty, yes. but it wasn't practical. Now it's like a whole proper storage unit.
Yes. So, I mean, it's just funny how much joy I get from just having that little yeah. extra space because it's just something I realized I needed.
Right.
So anyway, now I am getting a bit organized. So that makes me feel good for the outer order, inner calm of
yes,
it all.
Of it all. Yeah. More happier.
Yeah. So what makes me more happier indeed.
Yeah.
So that's it. My new furniture. What about you? What's making you more happier?
Okay. Well, this is in the category of the things in your daily life that you try to remember to be grateful for how much low level but constant happiness they bring you. So Elizabeth, you're right here with me on like drinking massive amounts of coffee and tea.
Yes. Yes.
We love our coffee and our tea. And I have these giant mugs. I mean, they are as big as my head practically. And I love them. I have three that are very, very large. And then I have two that are slightly smaller, but also very large. And we have lots of mugs, but I try to take those mugs whenever I can. And I just think, gosh, I love these big mugs. And it's not that common to find sort of the perfect mug.
I was going to say, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, because the handles are too uncomfortable or the mug gets too hot or what's in it cools off too quickly or it just doesn't feel good in your hand for some reason. And so finding the right giant mug, these are great.
Well, it's funny because I saw a meme the other day that said, like, I can't prove this scientifically, but coffee tastes better out of a good mug.
It does.
And it does, doesn't it? Well, you know, I spend a lot of time selecting my mug every day.
You do. You have, and each one is precious in its own. If each one can tell a story. You could do like, we could do a bonus episode of you narrating.
Oh my God.
That one. Yeah. Yeah. And you have a lot of souvenir mugs.
We should do a YouTube.
We should. Oh, that.
With my mugs.
Oh, let's
that
do
would
that.
Be fun. Okay.
That would be
That's
fun.
A plan. That's a plan.
And then also, it's that whole thing. Well, and I write about this in Outer Order Inner Calm. Like when you take a picture of something and then like when you talk about why something's important to you, often you can get you can give it away.
Oh,
it's like, I don't need to keep the mug because I have.
It.
Yeah, and you kind of feel like, well,
and,
I have
we'll
the memory
have a
of it.
Take. Yes, we'll have the video. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that, but just one more
it's
word
on your
It's a kind
of album of now.
It is, very much so.
Yeah, because your mugs, yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Oh, let's do that. Okay. Making a note to myself.
But Gretch, your mugs also, I just have to laugh because these three mugs you're talking about are chipped, faded, I mean, these things have been around decades. It's just so, I mean, I can picture them all in my mind because, they're always the same ones.
Yeah.
You should post a picture of like your faded.
Yeah.
I don't, it's got like traffic on it or something. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, there was
one. I can
picture
it in my mind.
Yeah. Well, there was one where I was holding it and it just like fell off the handle. Like it's just like flat out.
Oh my God.
Handle was in my hand and the whole bowl just
fell out. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so
funny.
I'm hard on my mugs. They get good mileage from my mugs.
Yes.
So,
by the way, Gretch, I would be remiss at this point if I didn't mention that when I was in Kansas City, Mom and Dad were saying that your new mugs in the Happier Shop are the perfect mugs. They were like, "These are the perfect mugs. The Obliger.
Yes.
They have Obliger and Questioner. They're like, this is it. This is the ideal mug." So kudos to you.
Okay, I will post a link to those. I have to say, I love those mugs, and I use those. Those are like my afternoon mugs because they are not as completely giant. But I find that most people do not want a truly giant mug.
Yeah, yours really are oversized.
They would like a generous mug. Yeah, these are generous. Yes. The Tennessee mugs are generous size, but they are not giant.
Yeah, yours are more like steins, like mug steins.
Mugs. I like that. I want a stein of coffee. It's like when Eleanor was little, she wrote a story called The Victorian Killer, and her understanding of how to tell a story and like wanting to tell this mystery murder story far outpaced her understanding of how the world works. So she tried to set it in kind of the English aristocracy. And at one point, someone knocks on the door and is greeted by a butler who offers mugs of tequila. Mugs of tequila. Because she was like, I wanted to be like generous, you know, hospitality.
Oh,
and then she said
God.
To Eliza, what's a kind of alcohol that people drink? And Eliza's like, Eliza was like nine
Here's a
at
nice
that point.
Mug,
Eliza's like, tequila,
mug of tequila.
Tequila. So she was, I think she, yeah, so, oh. yeah. So we always talk about
great.
Having a mug of tea. So I have a tankard
of
coffee.
Now you can have
a stein of,
a stein
of coffee.
Of tea.
Stein of coffee. Yes. Have a mug of tequila or a stein of coffee. Okay, yes, I love my mugs.
Oh, goodness. All right, coming up, Gretch, I've been meaning to tell you something, but first this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Elizabeth, you've got something you've been meaning to tell me. What is it?
Yes. Well, you said in the opener this took place in LA. It actually took place in the Kansas City Airport, MCI.
Oh, okay. Going back to LA.
Yes, going back to LA. So, you know, I was recently home. So yeah. Jack and Adam and I were at the Kansas City Airport. We're there like an hour early, let's say decent amount of time.
Yeah.
It was a very full, all the gates are together there. So anyway, yeah. Full group of people. And one of the people who work for Southwest started saying over the PA system, suggesting ideas for passengers. Like she was like, we're boarding in 45 minutes. So if you need to go to the bathroom, please go now. Also, then she'd be like, if you need a snack, now is the time to go get your snack. You still have time to get a cup of coffee. If you want a cup of coffee, please get in line now. And yeah. She just kept coming back on with suggestions. And I hit me with this like huge just force that is what I sound like walking around our house a lot of the time. Where I'll just walk around issuing strong
helpful.
Suggestions about I know she was trying to be helpful. She just is like, I want to get this plane boarded.
Right.
I want to get you out of here on time. The only way we could do that is if everyone cooperates.
Right.
So her intention was good. But I was like, you know, it's really kind of annoying the way this woman keeps telling me what to do. Like, I know that I should go to the bathroom if I need to go to the bathroom before I get on a plane. So I was just kind of laughing and I said to Jack, I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman is exactly how I sound walking around the house. And he's just like, yeah, no kidding, Mom. You know, he was like, obviously. So what I realized, Gretch, is I'll walk around, like, say we're leaving on a trip the next morning. I'll be like, the car is coming at 7 a.m., so you should probably start packing now. Or if anyone has to do laundry, like, meaning Adam, now is the time.
Yeah.
And I do that, and it is annoying. Now, I don't know how not to do it and still accomplish the goal of getting everyone to do things.
This is sort of my thing. Like, if you don't want people to nag you, just do what you're supposed to do, and then they won't remind you. Like, it's like nobody wants to be issuing reminders.
Obviously, this woman felt she needed to do this because past experience probably tells her people don't, they're still in line for the snack and they're still in line for the bathroom and all of this.
Yes.
But anyway, it just made me laugh because it was like this like over a loudspeaker kind of manifestation of like what I do.
So you got to be on the other side of it.
I was on the other side. I was on the other side and I was like, this is legitimately annoying. I get it. Now, I guess it at least gave me some empathy for them because I'm always like, again, my attitude is I wouldn't be doing this if you would do what you're supposed to do. So at least it did let me see how the other side lives on that one.
So part of me is like, well, you can let people bear the consequences. If you haven't done your laundry, then you have to pack dirty laundry or you have to wear your like 15th favorite t-shirt or something. But sometimes you can't let that happen. Like, you can't have people not packed before a trip or you're...
Yes.
I don't know.
Gretchen, like, I have had Adam packing while the car is out front. And that, it just, I cannot...
It's so stressful.
Handle it. I can't handle it.
No, I'm sure. I wouldn't be able to handle it either. Yeah.
Anyway, it just made me laugh.
Well, it's... Yes, right. Because now you're like, now I know what it's... Now I get it. I get their perspective. Yes.
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 I don't know. Maybe I can bring some humor to it. Maybe I can find a way to improve the situation.
Yes, you could make fun of yourself. But it's making me feel like this is the kind of thing where you wish like Mrs. Pigglewiggle would arrive. And yes. Mrs. Pigglewiggle would somehow magically, if it were Mrs. Pigglewiggle, the tables would turn and you would be the one that was frantically packing. You know, like, I remember there was a Mrs. Pigglewiggle story where the twins were arguing so much that then the parents started bickering constantly and bursting into tears. And and then the twins were so startled by this that then they stopped squabbling. And apparently those twins were based on Betty McDonald's own children.
Oh, that's
so that's funny. Well, now you have some empathy, and that's always good for happiness, even if it doesn't solve the larger.
And I am happy to report that our plane left on time, and it even landed early. So she may have been annoying, but she got everybody on that plane and out. So,
there you go. Know. There you go.
The
there
ends you go. Can justify the means.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, Gretchen, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, so... You know, we've talked about a lot, Elizabeth, about how to be happier. You know, we need that atmosphere of growth. We need to feel like we're growing or learning, trying something new. And for a lot of people, creativity is part of that, like doing creative things and like learning new creative things or putting work into the world can really be part of that atmosphere of growth. And it lets us, you know, a lot of times we connect with new people, we have fun, learn new skills, connect with our senses, which, of course, like right now, I'm all about connecting with our senses. And so I did this thing, which is a creativity jumpstart. So this is if you're feeling like you want to get more in touch with creativity, you want to kind of get going, but starting can be difficult. So if you go to happiercast.com/creativity, you can download that and it's free. And there's an SMS challenge. There's something called Creativity Bingo, which I think is really fun.
Oh, that's fun.
If you use the Happier app, which of course everyone should use the award-winning Happier app to track their habits and achieve their aims. And there's some ideas about how you can use the app to help you do whatever it is that your creative goals are for you. And one of the things that's been really fun, Elizabeth, is that I've done several of these jumpstarts now, and I'll post a link to all the jumpstarts. But this one, people really wanted it. Like, every time I do something, I'm always like, is this going to catch on? Like, I never quite know what people is going to really catch on. And it turns out this one's super popular. So that's been really fun.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth, my video just went out.
I can see. It's like rainbow stripes from where I can see.
Okay. I'll try to fix it. And if not, I'll just be invisible for the rest of the time. Okay. It's not working. So, Elizabeth, you'll just have to imagine me talking.
Okay.
Sorry about
not
that.
Not hard for me to do.
I will figure it out later, but technology is great when it works, and I'll figure out what's going on.
Yes. Okay. Well, Gretchen, meanwhile, we have a new segment, our Happiness Gallery.
Yes. This is a way that we can get happiness from images or video or just from things that we're looking at. And this is something that I was looking at, which is part of my fascination with color, which has been a long time fascination of mine, and with the senses generally. So a big mystery in my life was, you know, you always read about how with ancient Greek and Roman sculptures, we think of them as being monochromatic and kind of this white marble. But in fact, and I had read this many times, at the time that they were first displayed, they were very colorful. They were painted with vibrant colors. And they had detailed ornamentation. They might be gilded or have jewels or glass. So they were really colorful. But I could never somehow picture that, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I should know that.
Well, so this was something that I had always sort of in my mind been curious about. And then I didn't know that there was this exhibit at the Met, but I walked in, of course, one day, as I do every day, and I saw they had this exhibit called Chroma, Ancient Sculpture in Color. And it's all about this, how in ancient times, the statues were very colorful and they have examples. So, and I'll post some examples, some photos that I took because it looks completely different when they're painted. I mean, they were painted very bright colors on these statues.
I want to go to that exhibit. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, no, it's really neat. So yeah, I'll post some pictures and I also post to a link to an article about the exhibit at the Met. And if anybody's interested, it's going from July 5th, 2022 to March 26th, 2023. And I highly recommend it if you're interested in, especially if you're interested in that time period. It really gives you a lot more insight into the experience of the people at that time.
That sounds like something Dad will definitely want to see.
Yes, he'd be very curious. He loves ancient stuff.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, coming up, we have a quotation, but first we're going to take a break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretch, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. Okay, Gretch, we are back with one of your wonderful quotes. You collect quotes and you share one here every time we get together for More Happier, and I love that.
And this quotation comes from C.S. Lewis, an essay called On Three Ways of Writing for Children. Lewis writes, "When I was 10, I read fairy tales in secret and would have been ashamed if I had been found doing so. Now that I am 50, I read them openly. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be very grown up." So, Elizabeth, are you feeling happier, more happier, either?
Yes, I am feeling so much more happier, Gretch. How about you?
I'm feeling happier.
Yay. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretchen.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, now I have to go off and figure out what's going on with my camera. It's like, you know, it's always something.
Yes. Technology can be a big pain.
Yeah. It's great when it works. That's what I remind myself.
Yes.
From the Onward Project.